The best piece of advice I can give you on your alternative hair journey is this. For every problem, there's a solution, and that's what we're going to talk about on this week's episode of The Alternative Hair Alchemist. When you have hair loss, it can be such a scary and deceivingly lonely place. But you know what? You're not alone. You are here with me. Welcome to the Alternative Hair Alchemist Podcast. Hi, I'm Deborah Heim. I am a certified alternative hair specialist, a wig boutique owner, and wig wearer myself due to alopecia. And this is my tell it like it is take on all things alternative hair. I also happen to be a certified confidence coach, so I'm going to be sprinkling in some mindset hacks for good measure. So take a deep breath, sit back and relax, and listen to my favorite ways and my best advice on how I help others and help myself to rock that alternative hair. We're going to drop that shame and stigma. What is that about anyway? Now, let's do this. Lovely people, and welcome to episode 86 of The Alternative Hair Alchemist. Now, this week, I wanted to talk about how, when something comes up with a wig or a topper that you've purchased, you know, what approach to take with it, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be absolutely perfect for you coming out of the box, although that does happen, and that is the goal. But a large part of whether or not you're going to like your new hair has to do with your expectations. Okay, now of course you're going to have expectations going into it that you want to look good, you want it to be comfortable, you want it to fit your head. However, it seems like it's a thing where you will want or expect all of these things in one wig, and sometimes that's possible, but I'm going to genuinely tell you why absolutely everything in one wig is not going to be possible. Okay, we're talking about variables like price, fit, color. So out of these, you're going to have a compromise most likely in one of the areas. For example, if you tell me that the number one feature that you want is a certain color, not every wig will be made in that color. So in my shop, the approach is to find what fits your head, what looks good, and then within that style and fit, I tell you what your color options are. And that's often the easiest compromise to make. So as far as colors, that is the one thing that people choose most often because they think they want a certain color. However, when you find that color, there may be something else for you that has all of the features, looks much more natural, fits your head really well. And I'll tell you, out of color, style, and fit, fit is the number one thing that you should be paying attention to. However, it doesn't always work that way because, you know, you're going to have fears, especially around the color change. But I am here to tell you that you can get away with so much more colors than you think you can. And that is definitely just, you know, your mindset about it and giving yourself some time. The other feature that I find a lot of people having a little bit of a struggle getting past is what side the wig parts on. So I've talked about this before. Pay attention. You want something hand tied or full mono across the entire top. And I will tell you that there are many, many more limited choices in your full mono because of two things. Number one, the cost tends to be a little bit more. And let alone hand-tied tends to be significantly more. So the wig companies are in a position where they have to make items that are going to sell to the most people. So until there's more of a demand of full mono and hand tied, they are going to produce more often your ones with the mono part or the classic cap. You can also get a classic cap with the lace front and no mono part. And sometimes that's enough to get the look you want. So again, there's so many possibilities and variations. What my advice to you would be to ask yourself going into it, what is the most important feature that I want? So, for example, if you want a lace front that goes ear to ear because you like to wear a headband or pull it back and do like, you know, an updo in the front or a little ponytail, not a lot of choices come in a good extended lace front. So when you find that one, especially if you are a size challenge, either smaller or larger than a true average, when you find that extended lace front, you're going to find often the colors are not exactly what you want. And the biggest color gap I see out there is browns with highlights. Now, I have a couple theories of this, because when they do like your basic caramel kiss colors, and I just figured this out this past week, a lot of these colors aren't offered because when they put the wig together, the highlights can tend to look chunky. They can look like, you know, mismatched, if you will. However, I will say that once you comb it out and put it on, you do not notice it that much. But that is one of the things the companies want to prepare, something that's more pleasing to the eye. And that's why you're going to see a lot more rooted choices, because overall, when you look at a rooted wig, you may not believe this, especially if you're somebody that grew up in the 70s and roots were a bad thing to have. When you are looking at wigs side by side, generally the rooted one is going to look the most not like a wig, unless you have an impeccable lace front and mono part to where it lays flat. Then generally, you can get away with a little bit more, but that's just the thing that there is about the monos and hand tieds. Those are going to look the most natural on you if you're a stickler for that. Not that you can't wear a classic cap and nobody think it's a wig, but I'm telling you, when you get into the details, your better constructed wigs, which tend to be a little bit more expensive for day-to-day wear, if you're somebody that makes eye contact with the public, you can't go wrong with the better designed wigs. But hey, I wear the cheaper wigs all the time. So, you know, it's your priorities. Get yourself one for your best occasions, for your work. At least allow yourself that. And use your other wigs for, you know, your workhorse wigs around the house, running around. And I've noticed this too. You can get away with a lot more on a Zoom meeting, like a drier wig or one that's kind of on the way out. I mean, that's the beauty of all of the filters and beautifying features. And that's just a little secret tip from me to you, because I love that factor. I wear a lot of my older wigs on Zoom meetings. So now, when you've made your choice and you've figured out what your priorities are, you've decided, okay, this is the best one for me, something may happen to you right before you go to wear that wig, or once you get it home and you decide you're not going to return it, and that is that some type of problem will come up. Now, there are many reasons for this, but number one, remember, for any problem, there is a solution, okay? For everything that you might think, something like whether it's a fit problem, whether you feel it's shiny, you know, there are so many solutions out there. Say you want it to look a little bit different, or you want to thin it out. YouTube has a wealth of videos on how you can do something to make it more to your liking. But I will say this, with taking scissors to a wig, really think that out twice, because I can tell you in the long run, every time I've done it, I've regretted it. Again, you have to ask yourself, is it just my perception of this? And, you know, just do whatever your modifications carefully. But as far as like keeping the wig on, there are many, many solutions out there. So, You know, if you found your color, your style, and you're a little bit worried, make sure that you can find, you know, something to help you out with that. So there isn't any problem that's unsolvable. And it's helpful to remember that. Another reason it happens is just because of the fear factor. I'm telling you, it just all of a sudden it gets very real before you're about to walk out of the house in your new choice. But what I recommend that you do is ask yourself this. Remember the moments in front of the mirror when you reach that point where, you know, yeah, I'm going to do something about this. And try and keep that in your mind. You are taking a step forward and it is going to be scary. And once you take this first step, everything on the way gets a whole lot easier. Not 100% of the time, but at least taking action, you should congratulate yourself for. And I'll tell you, people are not looking at you as closely as you think. I tell you that because it was a perception I've had myself. And now years into it, I'm telling you, you look good. Don't worry about it. If anything, they're looking at you jealous because they want their hair to look like that. Another solution I recommend is have more than one wig. I mean, seriously, this is a mindset thing that I've worked very, very hard to change because women don't like to spend on themselves. But if you think of it as this is something I need to make my life better, please allow yourself more than one. Because even when you do, I'm telling you, I do this myself. You find one that you love 99.5% of the time, and there will be days that you don't like that one either. So the more you have, two at least, so that you always have one fresh and ready to go, that's just going to help you so much more. And think of it when you start to think, oh, well, wait a minute, I don't want to spend this much money. How much are you saving in time in every morning? Because I'll tell you, that is the one thing with women with great hair don't ever get to realize if they don't go the alternative hair route is that you look good in 5 minutes. You're at work a whole lot earlier. And that chunk of time and peace of mind, because you know you're going to look good walking out that door, whatever problems you think you have with the alternative hair, it is so worth it. Fourth tip, allow yourself to make mistakes. I see this with clients coming into the shop. They will totally beat themselves up for things that they've tried that didn't work or things that they purchased elsewhere that turned out to be wrong. And you know what? Just drop the guilt over that because it is fact. You're going to have trial and error doing this. You just really are. It's like jeans. You can try them on in the dressing room, but until you get home and try those jeans in your day-to-day life, that's when you find out that they bag here or there, or they get pinchy here. Same thing with alternative hair. You have to really try it to know 100% for sure. That's why I recommend keeping a notebook, because when something does work for you, write that down. Because sometimes, not always, but sometimes replacing that choice with a new fresh one is the easiest route to go, especially if you're in a time crunch. And I can't say this enough, I already know without even seeing you that you look better in that hair than you think. Even if it has tons of what you think are problems, trust me, you look beautiful. They're not looking at you that close. If they are, it's because they are in a state of disbelief that your hair can look that good. Trust me on this. And ultimately, whether you choose to hold on to the perception that this wig has a problem you can't get by, or whether you take action to find the solution to do it, is totally up to you. Now, this is something that some people can do easier than others, but if you can get yourself in the mindset to expect There we go again with expectations. Expect that you may have some fine tuning to do. That way it is not such a surprise. I know because I see in wig groups that I do a lot of lurking and reading and see what's going on, but I see people posting how disappointed they are in this one thing and going on and on. But you know what? Again, take a look at it. Remember, you're going to have more than one wig. So even if something doesn't work out, 9 times out of 10, you can find something to make it work. I know from my own experience, I have had choices where I'm like, I'm never going to wear that. But then when I do, I get all kinds of compliments. So, you know, your self-perception is something you should regularly ask yourself if it's accurate or not. I know that because I do it myself. And last thing to remember, you are so much more than just your looks, okay? You really, really need to believe that. One of the things I like for you to do is stop, think of 5 things and write them down that are great about you. And in fact, one of them could be that you get to wear alternative hair and other people don't. Because when you are in that loop of negative thinking, if you have at least 5 things to go to counteract that, trust me, you can get the brakes put on those runaway thoughts that everybody's going to be looking at you and the color is this and that and the other thing. Start thinking more positively about yourself in all aspects. So let's sum it all up before I let you go. If any type of problem comes up, remember, 1, there's a solution. 2, isn't it better than struggling with your previous hair or your bio hair, or it's better of the fact than not having any hair at all? Now, that might sound cruel, but you know what? You have to get down to it. At least there is a solution. You're going to make it work because you're an action taker. Don't let you only have one choice, and allow yourself some grace on making a mistake because it's going to happen. And it's nothing that you can, I can help you avoid it as much as possible, but you know, that's just the way it's going to be. So be kind to yourself. Hope something helped you this week. Until next week, peace, love, and alternative hair. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like working with me one-on-one even better. You can check out the options at deborahheim.com. You can find my shop at verybestlittlehairhouse.com. And don't forget my Wise Wig Advice and Support Group, also on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. But until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair.